Good morning, A-Town. This is the Second Date Update brought to you by 1-800-INJURED, the Bethune Law Firm. Get that second date. We'll hook your ass up with $100. Who's on the line this morning?
Rallo,
what's up, boy?
Good morning.
How you doing? Good morning.
We're good. What's up, homie? How can we help you?
Man, I need some help, bro. I had met this girl at Lenox Mall, and, bro, she was right, bro. And I've been trying to reach out to her, man. I don't know what happened. You know, we had a good vibe. We went out. We went to American Cuts restaurant. You know, we had a good time, had a good vibe, man. You know, I took care of the bill. You know, I did all the manly things. I thought I did everything right, to be honest with you.
And you just don't know what's going on.
Exactly. I don't know what happened after that.
What's her name?
Janelle.
All right, so this is what we're going to do, bro, Rallo. We're going to get Janelle on the phone. Don't you say nothing. Put your phone on mute. We're going to get on the phone, assess the situation, and from there we'll try to see if we can get your second date.
Appreciate it, man.
All right.
Well, no. Let me tell you what's going on. You see, I ain't say much. I just sat back and listened to my man how he was talking. You can obviously tell that he was much, much more into her. She got her little meal, and she got the hell on.
Hello?
Good morning. May I speak with Janelle, please?
Hi, yes, this is she.
Janelle, I know it's early. I know you don't know who I am or why I'm calling you, but I do need to speak with you on a very, very, very important matter. Do you have a few minutes to speak with me?
Yeah, if it's important, I'm actually on my way to class. What's up? What's going on? Who's this?
This is Young Jock, Mo Quick and Shawty Shawty with the Streets Morning Takeover right here on Streets 94.5.
What's up?
Gotcha.
Good morning, man. Gotcha. I was just watching y'all on Love & Hip Hop Hollywood last night.
Oh, for real? You saw us on there?
Yes. I was like, man, look at Jock on ATL and Hollywood.
Hey, you dig it, Hey, so look, man, we got a segment called Second Date Update, and we are actually trying to figure out what happened with you and a guy named Rallo.
Okay, yes. I remember Rallo. I met him at Lenox.
Okay. So what happened with that?
Well, I mean, we hung out one time, and I just kind of thugged it out. And so I just expected it to just be one of those things where you just, you know, you meet someone and then you really don't talk to them again. It really wasn't that vibe I was looking for.
Y'all went on the first date, right?
Yeah, we went on the first date. We went to this really nice restaurant. But when we got to the restaurant, he kind of made a scene with his outfit in like an embarrassing way.
Oh, what does that mean? You got to tell us because we don't know.
I mean, his outfit, he really didn't have no undershirt on. You could see through it. Just this translucent Versace jogging set on. I mean, ankles out, wrist out, jacket too small, all this gaudy jewelry on, making all this noise. I mean, had everything going on. Had the glasses on with the earrings.
Yikes. Okay, so you seen it. And I'm sure you sat down and was nice to him because he truly believes y'all had a great time.
Well, it was just was a distraction. I mean, to be honest with you, people were looking. I mean, the waitress was distracted. It was just a lot going on. So maybe he had a good time, but for me, I wasn't feeling it.
Okay, well, Boo. Well, guess what?
He knows now.
He knows now, and I'm sure he would like to talk to you about it. We have him on the phone. Rallo.
Yes.
Hey.
Janelle, it took me a minute to get dressed like that. You know how much that outfit cost? I mean, I thought I was swagged out, to be honest with you.
How much the outfit cost?
Oh, Lordy.
So explain the outfit to me, man, because she kind of explained it one way. What's your take on your outfit, Rallo?
I had on a Versace outfit with the Versace shoes. Yeah, I had my zipper down and all that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I be hitting the gym. I work out. You know what I'm saying? So, of course, I'm going to show my little pecs and stuff like that, man. I mean, people was looking for sure.
But you in a damn restaurant with your shirt open?
Sir.
I mean, I can't help the way I look, bro. If I worry about what other people think, I wouldn't be nowhere. I wouldn't be able to get no Versace outfit if I worried about what other people think about me.
Hey, he is who he is, JL. Not who people, what people saying, want him to
but
be.
But he didn't come off like that when she met him. He wasn't gaudy and flamboyant when she met him.
So what happened with the change, Rallo?
With the change?
The change.
No, the
how
change.
Come you wasn't who you was, this, you know, extra dope person? But when Janelle met you initially, you was on some chill stuff.
Well, yeah, when I met her, I was on some chill stuff, but I figured I wanted to make a, you know, a second impression the second time we went out, so you know, I put it together. Specifically for her, so you know what I'm saying? But I didn't know she was going to come at me like that.
But when you put it together, why didn't you add the shirt?
My pecs is the shirt, right?
Rallo, no. Maybe you can speak with Janelle while you have her on the phone and let her understand that you are able to dress however she would like for you to dress, especially given the situation that y'all was in.
I just want to see you. That's not a problem. If you want me to tone it down, I have no problem with that.
Janelle?
Should we go to the mall and get you a new outfit?
Girl.
I'm down with that.
Are you being sarcastic or are you serious, Janelle?
I'm being serious because sometimes you got to show people how you want to be treated.
Oh, that has something to do with the mall?
Yeah, I'm gonna actually like help style him.
Because that's how you want to be treated.
Okay, well, I can see that. Well, guess what, man? Okay. On behalf of 1-800-INJURED Bethune Law Firm, we're going to give y'all $100 to put towards this trip to the mall.
Success!
We got a successful one today. Atlanta, y'all got to call us up. Let's talk about this, man. 404-352-0945. Y'all ain't going to believe this. I had a similar situation happen to me on my birthday, man. Keep right here where you got it. We're number one in the streets, 94.5.
Well, I swear, every situation that happened to this man.